Peter Harrit, the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce, joins us. Thank you very much, Peter, for joining us. Comments on the fact, please, that Small Business Week is coming up.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. And actually, we're quite excited. It's already October again, and October 16th to the 26th is the actual Small Business Week. BDC started at 43 years ago, and the Chamber of Commerce here in Peace River and Community Futures are actually hosting it again this year. So October 16th to 26th.
Stressing Small Business Week, I'm sure, is a lot of people's minds. How much, from a Chamber of Commerce point of view, do we need to stress something like Small Business Week?
Well, small businesses in the community are an essential part to the community, obviously. Not only do we supply the goods and services to the community members, but we're certainly providing the employment to all the employees that supply for their families. So Small Business Week is just another tool that we use as a Chamber of Commerce to remind people that the small businesses here in the Peace region are vital to our success here in the Valley and obviously in the Peace region.
How happy are you from a Chamber of Commerce point of view that small businesses have come to town and to the region over the past 6 months?
I'm super excited. We've actually had a number of new businesses just recently opened. Some new businesses actually just repurchased from other new owners. So that's super exciting. Even the Peace River Mall actually just got purchased. And we're looking forward to seeing some changes down there as well, which will actually really add to the downtown core of Peace River.
Again, stressing the Small Business Week, what are some of the projects that are coming up during the week?
Well, we're quite excited because on Monday, so it's October 16th to the 26th, which is Monday to Saturday. So we do have a lunch and learn at Community Futures, which is just across from the, or just down in the area by the library. Mm-hmm. And in case anybody's wondering where Community Futures is, so at that office they have a boardroom down there. So we have a lunch and learn on Tuesday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and that is a complimentary lunch provided. And we're looking forward to seeing certainly lots of people to come to that one. And then on Thursday we actually have another lunch and learn at the same building, Community Futures, and that's another complimentry lunch. And the that complimentary lunch is actually provided by the Chamber of Commerce. And certainly Community Futures is providing the complimentary lunch on Tuesday. So, and then Friday night, we're actually really, really excited as well because we actually have a blast of the past where we have two live bands Friday night at the Bell Center. The doors are opening at 5:30. Dinner is going to be around 6 o'clock, I believe, and it's $25 for a ticket. So $25 will get you your dinner, your dance, and door prizes, and a whole bunch of other things. And if you, because it's a blast of the past, if anybody wants to dress from whichever decade they can, by all means, let's have some fun with this. And we're really, really looking forward to having a lot of people at the Bell Center.
Bring on the neon, bring on the platform shoes, right?
Yeah, you're gonna see it all that night.
Just as I guess a little bit of a side, you mentioned the lunch and learn here, Peter. How well received have those lunch and learns been?
Actually, you know what? In the past, we've always had a huge success with the Lunch and Learns. We're fortunate enough this year, the first Lunch and Learn, which is Tuesday, October 18th, is Bibiana O is actually is an outreach officer. And they're actually going to be chatting about the immigration system and how it works in Canada. So that's going to be a lot of insight into that, especially when we're looking at bringing in foreign workers. Because as everybody knows, there's such a shortage in getting staff today in the businesses, especially as the businesses grow, that COVID is kind of certainly behind us. And the businesses certainly seem to be growing now that we're out of that pandemic. And then on Thursday, we actually have David Bliss, which is an MNP partner. And he's actually going to be speaking about Canada Digital Option Program, Adoption Program, I should say. And how to use the technology within your business. So there's going to be lots of insight there. And needless to say, these two individuals have lots and lots of information that they're very excited to pass on to all of us. So again, that's Tuesday and Thursday at Community Futures for those lunch and learns.
From a Chamber of Commerce point of view, how excited are you and how bright does the future look for, especially for small business and small business coming in the region?
Actually, I'm super pumped, to be honest with you, because you can feel it no matter, you know, when we're talking to many, many different people, whether they're employees or employers. There is an energy in the Valley. There's an energy in the Peace region right throughout that, you know, people are doing better and better. And obviously the pandemic put us all in check and made us stick handle here and there kind of thing to create more business and more revenue and even turn up our customer experience. I mean, at the end of the day, there's lots going on in the Peace region, especially with all the construction, whether it's the bridge, the new asphalt, Judah Hill. There's definitely lots, and I mean even the Mercer pulp mill is certainly expanding out there as well. So there's from every angle in the Peace region, there's definitely revenue being created, and us as the Peace Country people, we're definitely very excited about that.
Peter Harrett, the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much. And again, we're looking forward to seeing everybody between October 16th and 26th for Small Business Week here in Peace River.